He sat and heard it out until the last organ blast echoed to silence, which meant that as he got out of his car, the three men were near enough for him to interpret some kind of intention in their approach. So he glanced at them. They looked away and altered course, three men in step, like dancers or soldiers. He turned toward his building, started walking. But then he stopped and looked back. The three men were at his car, trying the doors. "Hey!" he called. It was the short universal sound of surprise, anger, challenge. The sort of instinctive sound an earnest, naive citizen makes when something should not be happening. The sort of instinctive sound which gets an earnest, naive citizen killed. He found himself heading straight back to his car. He was outnumbered 3-1, but he was in the right, which swelled him up and gave him confidence. He strode back and felt outraged and fit and commanding. But those were illusory feelings. A soft suburban guy like him was never going to be in command of a situation like that. His fitness was just health club tone. It counted for nothing. His tight abdominals ruptured under the first savage blow. His face jerked forward and down, and hard knuckles pulped his lips and smashed his teeth. He was caught by rough hands and knotted arms and held upright like he weighed nothing at all. His keys were snatched from his grasp, and he was hit a crashing blow on the ear. His mouth filled with blood. He was dropped onto the blacktop, and heavy boots smashed into his back, then his gut, then his head. He blacked out like a television set in a thunderstorm. The world just disappeared in front of him. It collapsed into a thin, hot line and sputtered away to nothing. So he died, because for a split second he got brave. But not then. He died much later, after the split second of bravery had faded into long hours of wretched, gasping fear, and after the long hours of fear had exploded into long minutes of insane, screaming panic. Jack Reacher stayed alive because he got cautious. He got cautious because he heard an echo from his past. He had a lot of past, and the echo was from the worst part of it. He had served 13 years in the Army, and the only time he was wounded, it wasn't with a bullet. It was with a fragment of a Marine sergeant's jawbone. Reacher had been stationed in Beirut, in the U.S. compound out by the airport. The compound was truck-bombed. Reacher was standing at the gate. The Marine sergeant was standing 100 yards nearer the explosion. The jawbone fragment was the only piece left of the guy. It hit Reacher 100 yards away and went tumbling through his gut like a bullet. The Army surgeon who patched Reacher up told him afterward he was lucky. He told him a real bullet in the gut would have felt much worse. That was the echo Reacher was hearing. And he was paying a whole lot of attention to it, because 13 years later, he was standing there with a handgun pointing straight at his stomach, from a range of about 1.5 inches. The handgun was a 9mm automatic. It was brand new. It was oiled. It was held low, lined up right on his old scar. The guy holding it looked more or less like he knew what he was doing. The safety mechanism was released. There was no visible tremor in the muzzle, no tension. The trigger finger was ready to go to work. Reacher could see that. He was concentrating hard on that trigger finger. He was standing next to a woman. He was holding her arm. He had never seen her before. She was staring at an identical 9mm pointed at her own gut. Her guy was more tensed up than his. Her guy looked uneasy. He looked worried. His gun was trembling with tension. His fingernails were chewed. A nervous, jumpy guy. The four of them were standing there on the street, three of them still like statues, and the fourth hopping slightly from foot to foot. They were in Chicago, center of the city, a busy sidewalk, a Monday, last day of June.